Welcome to another installment of It Figures, the toy and action figure podcast on ThatNewToySmall.com, part of the Pop Culture Network. I'm Pixel Dan.
Lord Killin'.
And Flava Dave. What's going on, guys?
Chillin'.
We're back to the normal format this week with just the three of us.
What does that mean?
Well, you missed out on that chaotic episode last week.
I was there?
You were supposed to be there, but you were sleeping.
I was there in spirit.
Oh, you were there, in spirit.
How come no one said, hey, where's Killin' at?
Yeah, I sent you that email and was like, hey, we're getting on right now. We're ready to roll.
Yeah, then, thanks for an email if I'm not awake. Obviously, call me.
Well, yeah, because, you know, email buzzes right into your head.
Yeah, you're like, oh, where's that there? I won't call him or nothing.
And then a couple hours later, you're like, oh, sorry, bro, I was sleeping because I'm tired. So you're bad.
Yeah, you're bad for trying to record a podcast on a Sunday a.m. That's your bad.
It wasn't even that early.
Sunday a.m. is no
Actually,
go.
It was Monday p.m.
Yeah, well, they had to redo it that Monday. Yeah.
Oh, yeah, yeah, yeah. But he's like, yeah. He told me as he's leaving, yeah, I'm going to record a podcast.
That is not
oh,
true.
Thanks, buddy.
This guy.
It's okay.
We're going to do it again. Don't worry. You have another chance.
My attendance has been stellar, and now you go and ruin it by switching locations.
Oh, you don't have a perfect attendance record anymore.
You know how people that got close to committing suicide because I wasn't on the show last
Oh, is that what happened?
That was you. I got at least 8 or 9 emails.
Did you?
89 emails.
89 emails.
From people going, you know, I almost thought...
Your fingers must have been cramping.
I thought maybe I was going to commit suicide because you weren't there, my Lord Killin'.
Is that what happened?
Yeah.
I didn't even know about that.
Well, I don't share that with you because I don't want these people. I don't want people to know that these guys are they're suffering like that.
Oh, okay. Well, you just told the whole world.
Yeah, you just put it on the podcast.
You just put it out there so everybody can hear it.
No one listens to this.
No, except for the 89.
Except
people.
For the eight or nine people.
Yeah, well, they know about it. I do command 100% of the audience. So,
oh my god,
89. That's about right. Yeah.
Okay. Good. So,
it's okay. Hey,
so that happened.
Hey, everybody, don't worry. I'm back.
Yay, good. We were lost without you.
Life can go on.
So, hey, toy stuff. We got some of that.
What?
Yeah, we're going to talk about some toy news.
No, I think we could do something different.
What do you want to do different?
Let's talk about our favorite times in life.
And what was your favorite time in life?
When we started doing the news today.
Yeah?
Yeah. So
that was your favorite ever?
Ever. That's... You got a lot to stand up to, so let's make this great. Okay, let's do it.
All right.
Let's do it.
All right, well then, first news story of the day is another one from First Four Figures. They're really pumping them video game statues, man. We got notice this past week that they are bringing back the Supersonic statue. And they sent us along pictures of the Supersonic statue, which was an exclusive version, I believe, with the light-up base, correct?
Correct.
And it was originally sold out, but they got some more back in stock. And what was the deal with it? Like, you actually had to order, like...
They are now a 1 in 5 variant.
Yes, it's a 1 in 5 variant. So basically, every fifth one that's ordered is going to end up being the exclusive variant. So,
which is harsh.
That is pretty harsh, because it retails for $149.95.
Yeah.
Oh, nice.
So if you want the Supersonic statue, awesome. If you want the exclusive, then it's going to be a little bit of a gamble for you.
You're going to have to open up a store.
Yeah.
And start selling the statues.
Yeah, exactly. Like, you're going to need Order 6 to guarantee yourself a Supersonic exclusive. But thought it was still interesting news for anybody out there that was looking to purchase that statue that missed out on it when it was around the first time. Because it is a really cool-looking statue.
It's definitely cool.
It's just one of those things that we talked about last week with the Link one. They're pricey, man.
Yeah.
$149.95 is a lot of money for...
That's a lot of jack during Christmas time.
That's right. Yeah, so I guess if it's going to be a big present for
somebody...
Well,
yeah, maybe you can give it to all your friends.
Give it to your friends that like...
they all get the Sonics, like, and you get the special.
Just buy one and smash it.
That's right.
Your friends.
So if you got that kind of dough to drop, you're cool with buying 6 Sonics to hand out to all your friends, then you're a very nice person. And you'll get yourself an exclusive Supersonic.
And when you're done spending all that kind of jack and you still got more left over, you can go to the Pop Culture Network store and spend it there, where... Every purchase you make keeps us going.
Are we
going
to have Supersonic statues?
No, but they can totally just... they can totally just buy any of our
random... We have Sonic toys.
We got like Toy Biz X-Men.
Out the Wazoo.
We got G.I. Joe Rise of Cobra figures. All the stuff that no one really cares about, they could buy it.
Indeed.
To help us out.
All the stuff that no one cares about, they can buy.
Or you could buy some of the Power of the Force Star Wars and Episode 1 Star Wars.
We have so many of them.
Or Power of the Force Star Wars. Buy as many of those cards as you can.
Yeah, get them squirreled away because they'll be worth something in about 200 years.
$1 million a piece at least.
Put your kids through college.
Minimum.
And remember, look for the tiny little 00 variant on the back of the cards. Those are the valuable ones.
Really? Yep. I've never even heard of that.
Well, that was a big thing when they first came out.
That's amazing.
The little tiny numbers on the back of the cards. Because those were the first ones that came out. So if there was a variant, it would be on a 00 card.
Wow.
Believe me, BG went off his nut getting 00 cards.
How do you get off your nut?
It's an expression.
I've never heard that one before.
Well,
I think you just made it up.
Yes, because you're not down with the hood.
Oh, not down with the hood.
Hey, man, people not in the street the are talking.
Wooka, 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 wook.
It's all right, whatever.
Next news comes from Mezco, who have posted images of their brand new Green Lantern Mezzets. They're releasing both Green Lantern and Sinestro, and they're doing them both in the 6-inch Rotocast vinyl scale and the 2-inch vinyl collectible keychains.
Keychains.
The thing Hasbro did and was not successful with.
Yeah, but this company's better.
Oh, is it?
At this. You just gotta really be into those vinyl things, I guess. Yeah. I don't care about them, but they've been doing Mezzets for a while.
Mezco is a niche market anyway, so those are only in the weirder stores, kind of, I would say. Not the off-brand stores.
Yeah, they're kind of like the
collector's shops.
Collector shops, yeah. Or online is really the only place you can get the Mezco stuff.
I think Toys R Us carries some of their products, but they have limited stock and... It's harder to...
I don't think they carry the Mezzets.
No, they might. I think they do. I think they have, like, the...
Yeah. You know what? And I bet they'll carry the Green Lantern ones for sure.
Yeah.
With the hype
that
movie.
That one section with the NECA stuff, they've got some Mezzets there.
Oh, do they?
Yeah.
Okay, so
but,
I was wrong.
But their stocks are always real low on that.
Yeah, they don't have, like, a big selection.
And the selection's always, like, you know, piece by piece they choose, I guess.
So these new ones are both modeled after the looks of the characters in the film, and by modeling them after the looks of the characters in the film, they basically just put a really elaborate paint job on them to make their muscle tones really stand out and all that kind of stuff. So,
oh,
yeah. Did you see the pictures? You see what I'm talking about?
No, I don't.
Sure,
I don't look at that.
Yeah,
stuff.
Sure. Okay, good job.
As far as you know.
All right.
Yeah, they were awesome. I like those pictures.
Yeah.
Yeah.
You love them.
I like the part where they're muscly. I don't know. Is that what you're talking about?
Yeah,
the paint apps was amazing.
That's the one I was talking about, yeah.
It really stood out their muscles in detail.
Yeah, they did a good job of that.
I just talked about it more than you did, so obviously you didn't see them.
You're right, I didn't see them. All right, moving on to some Mattel news.
Go figure.
Yeah, Dave was really,
really... I was worried there for a minute.
Really worried we wouldn't have anything to talk about from Mattel. Masters of the Universe Classic Cyclone images have finally been revealed online. So for anybody who had not picked up Toy Fair yet and was unable to check out the new images of Cyclone, you can now find them on Maddie Collector's Facebook page, as well as all the toy news sites out there who have now posted the pictures. And these pictures did show off some more details than I had seen before. So we can now see that the big red ring on his back is removable.
Yay.
It also has a handle on it, so we can apparently hold it and use it like a weapon, which I thought was kind of awkward looking.
Like a hula hoop.
But isn't that also how it plugs into his back?
But that's also how it plugs into his back. Yeah, the handle grip is where it plugs in, and it looks like it'll still be able to fold up so you can flip it around his head like the 2000X figure did. So
what you're telling me is he has a hand on his back.
Not a hand. A handle on the ring on his back.
That's different.
Totally.
That's definitely different. So those pictures are out there now.
So he could totally, like, beat you down with his hula hoop.
Apparently. Apparently that's what he's using it for.
That's weird.
Beat you down with his hula hoop.
Or he'd be like, get in the hula hoop with me. We're gonna do this.
I am not a fan of the big red hula hoop thing. So I know there's a lot of people out there that like it. I am against it.
I'm against Cyclone, period.
You're against Cyclone?
Yeah.
What's wrong with Cyclone?
Well, to me, he's like one of those guys that should be at some kind of parade marching. You know what I mean?
What? Elaborate.
You know, like those clowns?
Like the clowns.
What did you mean? What did you mean?
No, I was asking you what you meant.
What did you mean by that? You guys said, oh.
I thought you meant he was Irish. You know, St. Patrick's Day?
Anyways, he's super, super dumb. He's another pointless character. And what importance does he really serve the Masters of the Universe
story? He's got tornado powers.
Oh, wow. Amazing. In space.
You're breaking Chris Vince's heart right now. I can hear it shattering out there. That's like, he's super excited about that figure. And here you are just bashing it.
I just don't like Cyclone.
Wow.
He just, to me, he's the least important of all the figures released.
All of them?
Wow. Optic would stand towers above him in importance.
All right, I won't argue that. I won't argue that. I love me some Optic.
So, you know.
Amazing.
He'll be one of those that doesn't.
So there we go. Killen hates Cyclone, just in case anybody missed that.
I don't know
that
I hate him. I just don't think he's important. Oh. He's not relevant.
You don't think he's going to sell out?
He's a filler.
They all sell out.
He's going to sell out.
They made at least six of them.
At least six.
He'll sell out.
So Mattel doesn't think he's important either. They only made six.
You know, the Chris Vince of the world will order them up, and they'll be gone. But, you know, and I'll probably have to order some anyways, but yeah. just to do it. But they're lucky that he's included in the subscription, because it'd take a whole 20 minutes for him to sell out otherwise.
Right.
And that's bad by standards of Mattel.
Yeah, it is bad. You're right. They'll be like, oh, time to cancel the line. Cyclone took 8 minutes to sell out. All right. Aside from Cyclone, they've also released packaged images. Battle Armor Skeletor.
Yeah.
Bo. And Pre-Eternia He-Man, who is the club exclusive next year. So for anybody who has not seen those pictures yet, we get some carded looks at them. Those are all coming out pretty early in 2011, and they look pretty sweet.
That He-Man looks a little shady.
Because he's wearing the hood, and you can't see his face.
Yeah, he looks a little shady.
He's got to be in disguise. He's going back in time. He doesn't want anybody to recognize him. All right. Shady. So,
people who go back in time wearing capes and
so he's Assassin's masks. Creed He-Man.
Yeah. Oh, yeah, there you go. It's Assassin's Creed He-Man. Awesome.
Yep, shady.
Oh, that's shady?
Yeah, for sure.
All right, so the last bit of news today, it's more Mattel stuff, but I thought this one was an interesting subject. I actually saw this article posted over at pogostal.com. So if any of you guys frequent that site, you've probably already seen this. It was a story that Poe wrote about the Ecto-1 subscription, the Ghostbusters Classics figures from Mattel, where apparently some news is broken on the Matty Collector forums that the Four Horsemen are no longer sculpting the Ghostbusters figures. Now, of course, when this line was originally announced, it was announced that the Horsemen would be stepping up to sculpt these figures. But it appears that since the four main Ghostbusters figures, the Horsemen have not been sculpting them, and that the current line of 2011 figures are all done by Mattel's in-house sculpting department. So
we've been lied to.
Well, that's kind of the thing that he's getting at in his article here, is that he even says, I don't think it's geekish overreaction to say that this is a pretty huge deal and something Mattel should have made clear before the Ecto-1 subscription went on sale. Because his big point that he's making is that Mattel obviously knew that the Horsemen weren't sculpting this line anymore, but they didn't bother to tell anybody that before they put the subscription on sale at San Diego and sold all those subscriptions. So,
did they, in the sale of the subscription, say that the Four Horsemen were going to...
No, and it didn't specifically say that, but I think it was just kind of, you know... It's just like, you know, you would assume that all of the Masters figures are going to be done by the Four Horsemen. You know, you would assume that the DC figures are going
to
be done by...
But, obviously, it was a sales ploy, and they should know better. Shame on them.
It does seem that way.
There's no way they didn't know. Like, oh, I totally overlooked that. No, you didn't. Brad down in the county knows about it. Okay. Jen, the receptionist, when I asked her what was going on, she told me to shut my mouth.
Did she?
So
know?
Obviously, Did she know? Obviously, my calls down there had led me to believe that there's obviously something to that story, and I would be surprised if there's not some suicides committed.
Great, here we go.
To cover up, you know, all the wrongdoings and the. I'm sure there's guys thinking about jumping out of the window right now.
Because there's no Four Horsemen sculpting?
No, because they know this story's about to break.
Ah.
And so heads will roll.
Mattel's freaking out.
Heads will roll. No, only a couple of guys at the
only
top.
Only a couple of guys, okay.
Yeah, the suits at Mattel are freaking out.
What do you think about this news, Dave? What are your feelings towards this?
I agree. I don't think it's like an epic level catastrophe. I do think it was kind of uncool for Mattel to sort of keep it on the lowdown before they sold the subscriptions. But I don't think the line was sold as Four Horsemen sculpting Ghostbusters. I mean, it was Ghostbusters figures.
Mm-hmm.
And I think that was the main thing. I think that the Four Horsemen were doing it was like gravy. And I do think it's not cool that they didn't announce that when they sold the subscriptions. But, you know, I mean, the people who work at Mattel are obviously professional toy sculptors. They've got skills. They're not, you know, incompetent goobs. They can sculpt a toy.
Okay, but to take your analogy, if it's gravy, we order biscuits and gravy, okay?
Well, I think they would
argue... Biscuits being Ghostbusters,
I think they would argue that what you signed up for was biscuits. And you just assumed there'd be gravy.
Because they don't serve it
any... gravy on the previous
That's because
order of biscuits.
The restaurant of Mattel doesn't serve it any other way. Okay?
That's true. Mattel, most Mattel's collector's line are Four Horsemen sculpted.
Yep. You're right.
So that is kind of a sudden turn.
Now, they said that the reason is because they are so busy with DC and Master stuff. So
the important stuff.
That is the important stuff in our opinion. And, I mean, I guess I understand that. We definitely want them working on those lines.
Yeah.
We want to see great stuff coming from both of those lines. But, I mean, I don't know. I guess I feel kind of the same way you do. I don't think it's like a terrible, like, earth-shattering announcements.
Yeah.
But I do think it is a little kind of on the shady side that Mattel didn't bother to tell us. Or they didn't even make any kind of official announcement. Or just say, hey, look, guys, the four main Ghostbusters figures are going to be done by the Horsemen, and then after that, we're going to take it from here. You know, they could have done any kind of little announcement just to let us know what we were getting into when we were buying that 2000.
Yeah, that should have been announced before the subscription.
I wonder if Mattel's just kind of slowly getting out from under the Four Horsemen.
I doubt it. There's no way.
No,
because the Horsemen make their lines.
Well, that's what I'm saying. You build them up so highly that you can't do anything but use them, and now they have control over your company.
Nah, there's no way.
Because if they decide they're not going to do Masters anymore, what do you think that's going to do to sales?
It'll hurt a little, but, I mean, Masters is such a crazy... I mean, the fans of that are literal fanatics. I don't think it would hurt it that much.
I think
people aren't buying Masters toys because, again, it's biscuits and gravy. They're buying the biscuits. They're happy that it has gravy. I think if you took the gravy away...
Yeah,
they'll be pissed.
People are like, they're like crack biscuits.
I would be
buy them.
I would be upset if the Horseman left, but yeah, he's right.
You ain't stopping by.
I don't buy He-Man figures because the Four Horsemen sculpt them. I love that the Four Horsemen do sculpt them, but I would buy He-Man figures no matter what.
Yeah,
that's just the thing. And since we've been used to the Horsemen doing the He-Man figures for years now, because they did all the 2000X stuff, well, most of it, and they've done all the classic stuff so far, so. We've gotten used to it. If they went away now, it would be a huge letdown.
Well, imagine.
I'd be upset, but
imagine
I still don't think
if
I'd stop.
They never did them to begin with, and then we had these terrible.
Well, you don't know that they'd be terrible.
No, they would be terrible.
Well, how do you know that?
Because we know how awesome they are now, so anything in comparison would be terrible, right?
Well, this.
Sure. Why not?
This just kind of goes, like, you know, the Horsemen kind of have this celebrity status among figure sculptors, because not a lot of figure sculptors out there are known.
No.
They're not names, so...
I mean, I was going to say, I have no idea who sculpts Star Wars toys, and I buy them by the truckload.
Yeah, and they're awesome.
Yeah.
You know, the new stuff coming out is freaking amazing, and we don't know who's sculpting those.
Steve.
Oh, Steve.
Steve.
Well, Steve does an amazing job.
Good work, Steve.
So I don't necessarily think that if the Horsemen weren't doing them, they'd be terrible. They would be different, but they wouldn't be terrible.
I think George Lucas sculpts.
George Lucas.
Himself.
Why not? He does everything
He's too
else.
Busy ruining Star Wars.
he would totally claim that he did.
Too busy.
No, now you're talking about Stan Lee.
Yeah. Stan Lee created Masters of the Universe. You didn't know?
He'll take credit for it.
It was his idea a long time ago.
Hey, super fans.
True believers.
Heads up, attorney and true believers.
Oh, amazing. I don't know. What do you guys out there think about it? I know we've already got a thread about it on the forums, so if any of you out there have not contributed yet or given your thoughts or ideas or input on this one, head on over to the boards and let's talk about this.
We want biscuits and gravy.
Talk about it in the It Figures thread that'll be up. You want biscuits and gravy?
Biscuits and gravy.
And for the Ghostbusters?
I don't like just biscuits. That's boring.
So you ordered a subscription, right, for Ghostbusters?
Yeah, because I wanted...
So is this upsetting?
Well, if they're going to be totally different, I guess it's okay, because now I won't feel like I got this more of the same.
Well, I mean, the only things that they've really shown next year are mostly just reissues of the Ghostbusters again in different outfits. So most likely, though, they are just using the Horseman sculpts for those. And then the Lewis Tully. So I'm assuming that the only thing that they've shown us for next year that's not Horseman would be Lewis. But I guess I don't know that for sure because we have no confirmation.
Have they shown his face? I've only seen it with the dog head.
Yeah, they showed his face at San Diego. Okay. But he was all, like, gray.
Gray, yeah.
He wasn't painted.
Well,
so.
Well, I'll look at it this way. If we're only going to get the same Ghostbusters over and over and over again, I'm okay with it being sculpted by somebody different. And maybe they should do that. If they're going to keep doing the same Ghostbusters, have different sculptors do them.
So
that at least look different. Hmm. And you can kind of collect the version you like better.
Right.
That'd be better than making the same one with a different outfit, a different color. I mean, come on.
That's not a bad idea, actually. Gives it a little bit of variety. That's how a lot of lines work anyway. I mean, you look at stuff like Marvel Legends or like the Spider-Man Classics. They had different sculptors working on that stuff
yeah.
a lot of times. You know, they came out with all those different versions of Spider-Man, you know, like the Ramos Spider-Man. And
yeah.
The main
The artist-inspired, yeah.
Yeah, all the artist-inspired stuff. I mean,
DC Direct does that, too. They do artist-inspired figures.
Yeah, and they have different sculptors working on all their stuff. So, you know, it's not the end of the world that the Horsemen aren't doing it anymore. But I definitely agree that they could have made the announcement.
Yeah, I mean, again, I think people are buying it for the Ghostbusters name. I think it is kind of annoying because you thought that you were having a standard of quality with the Four Horsemen. And if you're taking that away, you should have been upfront about it.
Definitely.
Well, I wonder if it said in the subscription, like,
in little tiny print somewhere.
Somewhere that it
said... Horsemen don't do these.
Or even if it said Horsemen sculpted, is there some kind of legal issue they might face?
I bet it didn't say one
because,
or the
just
other.
Because I'm yeah. not going to push it doesn't mean some other crazy isn't going to.
Yeah.
I'm sure some crazy will push it whether there's something in the contract or not.
Somebody might. Somebody might be that upset about it that you never... Yeah, you never know.
These toy collectors.
And most of
us toy collectors
and most toy collectors, you know, you can't collect toys if you're broke, so you obviously got some kind of money. You almost have to buy the stuff.
Yeah, well, some of us, you know...
Some of us are broke because we buy too much toys.
Exactly, exactly.
Yeah, that would...
exactly.
That sounds familiar.
All right. Well, let's go ahead and take a quick commercial break. And when we come back, we will have some more toy discussions. After these messages,
we'll be right back. What it is, friends. Sweenholic here, inviting you to join me every Monday for Radical Retro Turtle Toy Talk. What's that, you ask? Radical Retro Turtle Toy Talk is my weekly video series in which we take a look at my favorite toy line of yesteryear, Vintage Playmates Teenage Mutant Ninja Turtles. If you're a green teen goer, I'm betting you'll have a great time getting reacquainted with old friends or meeting new ones for the first time. That's Radical Retro Turtle Toy Talk at www.radicalretro.com. Part of the Pop Culture Network.
Hey, this is Radio XM!
Autobot Intruder!
We're
here! Blaster, attack!
Introducing Blaster. He looks like an innocent radio, but transformed, he's the powerful Autobot communicator.
Up here, Blaster! Watch out for Soundwave!
The Transformers, each sold separately from Hasbro.
Hey guys, I'm Rob Bass, and if you love toys, come check out my show, Not Mitten Box, every Tuesday on the Pop Culture Network.
Don't we know these guys? They're honorary turtles, and each of them is carrying the official Sewer Force sword. Not merely a fashion statement, the Sewer Sword represents the cutting edge of turtle technology, the ultimate in personal defense.
Get the point?
Uh-oh, what's that up ahead? Could it be foot soldiers, Bebop, or even Shredder himself? No, it's only Dad.
I knew we were being shadowed.
Ninja Turtles.
From Playmates.
Hi guys, this is Chris Vent here, one half of D-Generation X. Oh no, wait, sorry. Operation Retro Shock with Alan Price. Well, I'm always telling Alan Price to No, never mind. Yeah, one half of Operation Retro Shock. Twice a month, you'll find an episode exclusively on PopCultureNetwork.com. We cover all things retro. We've covered the likes of things such as Thundercats. Heck, we've even interviewed Larry Kenny, who was the voice of Lion-O. The likes of Monday Night Wars. Somebody was involved in that. Oh yeah, Chris Jericho. We've interviewed him as well. And some other things as well, like Back to the Future. We've got Batman. We haven't got Master of the Universe yet, working on it, but some other stuff as well, like Sega specials and Nintendo specials. So why not head over to PopCultureNetwork.com, click on the Operation Metal Shock button, or why not even go to the forums and have your say on what you would like to see discussed. We're always open for ideas, and why not live in the past? It's better than living in the now, isn't it? They always say they don't make them like they used to, apart from this show, of course, and the one you're listening to. Enjoy.
Well, let's see how He-Man likes your... Oh, Spike!
Skeletor, Spike-Or, and He-Man figures each sold separately.
Spike-Or!
No one can stop the spike-studded armor of the mighty Spike-Or!
He-Man!
Not even me, you muscle-bound porcupine! Not even you, He-Man!
Spike-Or is new from the Masters of the Universe collection. Other action figures each sold separately. From Mattel.
You're listening to a podcast on PopCultureNetwork.com. Be sure to head on over to the site at www.PopCultureNetwork.com to check out more podcasts and videos featuring toys, comic books, video games, and all the things you love. And while you're there, be sure to check out the Pop Culture Network store, where everything you purchase helps to keep us producing. Just head over to PopCultureNetwork.com and click on Store.
All right, guys, welcome back from the break. So, the three of us here packed up this past weekend, and we went to yet another Toy Man show in the St. Louis area. This, of course, was the December show, which is generally the huge, giant Christmas show, which we were pretty excited for, because last year's Christmas show, there was a lot of really cool things there to get.
Did a blizzard hit last year?
No, a blizzard did not hit last year. This year... a blizzard hit. Boy, was it an experience heading to Toy Man
this past weekend.
Now, well, me and you went together.
Yep, me and Killen.
And we totally rolled 85 all the way down there.
But it was still super annoying because we left at like 5 in the morning. Because me and you hauled everything down there to set up the booth. We left at like 5 in the morning, so there's no sun up, and it had been snowing all night, and it was still snowing when we left. So the entire way down there, the windshield's icing over constantly. So we'd have to pull over on the side of the road, scrape the windows, start driving. 5 minutes later, it'd be completely frozen over again. We couldn't see anything almost the entire way down there. And then, of course, you know, as soon as we hit the Missouri border, it's just like Missouri just didn't care.
They didn't have money.
The roads?
I never heard that at the convention. Someone
really?
Was saying that MDOT, they were announcing, we don't have the money to clear the roads.
That's ridiculous. So we're driving on these Illinois highways. We cross the Mississippi River, and as soon as we get off that bridge and we're in Missouri, the roads are just completely covered in snow and ice.
Yeah.
Like they hadn't even touched them. No plows or anything. So then we had to suddenly slow way down. We're driving way slower now. We'd actually been cruising at a pretty good speed, like you said, despite having the ice on the windows. But as soon as we hit Missouri, it was like, time to slow down. It sucked.
Yeah, well, you guys were lucky. I went with Jason, and we took his truck, because I thought that would be safer. And we were like 10 minutes out of Springfield, and we hit a patch of black ice going about 50 miles an hour. Spun out. I mean, we were fishtailing, spun. We did a 180 degrees turn and zoomed off the road into a ditch.
Oh, God.
And, like, you know, the first minute you're like, oh, my God, I'm alive. And then you're like, oh, crud, we're stuck in a ditch. And it took us, like, 20 minutes to get out. A cop came by and he's like, well, there's a real accident down the road. So he left us to die.
Really?
And we finally get out. And it's like, we keep driving. And I think if either one of us had said, let's just go home. The other one would have gone, yeah, that's a good idea. But instead, we kept driving, and, like, I don't know how you guys did 80, because we were doing, like, maybe 35 to 40, and every now and then, you know, the car would start to wobble and fishtail and be like, oh my God, oh my God, oh my God.
I didn't care. I didn't care.
Oh, well.
Well, plus, pickup trucks are super light in the back and they fishtail a lot easier than cars.
Oh, that's good to know.
I wonder if that probably had something to do with it, too.
Well, yeah, plus there was no car. We were so early, there wasn't too many cars, so.
Yeah, there wasn't a lot of cars on the road.
There weren't a lot of cars on the road when we were driving either, but you said there was snow on the road, and I'm like, maybe you drove on the snow and then they cleared that off. Because it had rained the night before it snowed.
Yeah.
And then it froze hard. So that's, I mean, all of 55 was black ice,
huge,
all the way down.
Huge temperature drops.
I was kind of sliding a little bit, but...
You hit a couple patches where we kind of wobbled, and then we kept going again.
But we were like, I mean...
It was the way home that was worse.
Well, the way home was it was just as bad, and we were going like 40, and there was snow blowing, so you couldn't see 20 feet in front of you.
Yep.
And, like, we saw at least two cars spin off the road in front of us.
Yeah.
And then there were, like, semis. There was one, I remember, that one semi... had spun around like we had, and then another semi ran into it head on. And you're just like,
jeez.
Wow, I want to go home.
Did you get out and help those people that spun out?
Yeah, they were okay. Anyone get out and help us?
Nope.
You weren't trying to be a hero. Well, we were driving back, and I was like, man, did the zombie apocalypse happen?
That's what it looked like.
Because there's so many abandoned cars on the side of the road.
At one point, there was a wreck in front of us, and the both lanes were like shut down, so we're like stuck sitting there. And, like, the other way going south was clear. And I'm like, we're on the wrong lane for Walking Dead. You know?
The
line of stop cars lane.
Yeah, we got stuck on the highway for, like, 20 minutes just sitting there.
Yep. Yeah, we had to come to a complete stop because some accident apparently happened. But we never even saw it.
Yeah, so I said, like, they must have sent in David Blaine to disappear the accident or something. Because by the time the traffic started moving, we saw no
evidence.
There
was nothing. Like, we were sitting there at a dead stop. And then eventually we saw, like, you know, an ambulance go up there. And then we saw one tow truck go up there. And then we saw a second tow truck go up there. And 10 minutes later, the traffic started moving again. And we never saw anything. So we were just like... All right, well, they must have cleaned that up quick, because here we are moving again.
But then from that point on, there was, like, a cop in cars, like, every 2 minutes.
Uh-huh. Yeah. And we were driving, like, 30, so it took us, like, 3 hours to get home from St. Louis.
Yeah, it took us forever.
Oh, it was awful.
We were going, like, 40.
And, of course, we're both, like, falling asleep, because we've been up since 5, so I thought we were going to die several times, because we're all, we can't stay awake.
I kept, like... Catching myself.
Yeah. Like, when we finally got to Litchfield, we stopped and Killen shot up with some energy shot, and we both got some coffee to wake ourselves up. We were good after that, but it still felt like forever just to get home from Litchfield, which is like...
But,
oh, I know. We passed Litchfield, and like I think it was still at least another hour and a half before we
As soon as we passed Litchfield, it was like... It was gold. There was no more problems. The traffic was clear.
We were still driving a lot slower than we should have been, though. That's what sucks.
Yeah, we should have been going 90.
at least 90. So that was a fun experience.
That was a hoot.
Probably shouldn't have even bothered with that, because that was dangerous. But whatever. We did it.
Well, what about the toy show?
So the toy show itself, I don't know. You talk first, Dave, because you were there kind of more as a shopper this time around.
Yeah, you know, I hadn't been last year to the Christmas show. And it's actually been a couple of shows since I've been there. So, I mean, it was kind of, for me, about the usual, you know, a mix of some older stuff and then some people who have, like, too much new stuff that they overprice.
Yeah.
You know, I found some neat little things that I liked, but nothing spectacular. I mean, that very first one that I went to about a year ago in August or September, like, had all this cool stuff. And it's just never been like that again.
Yeah, so, it's really weird with that show. Sometimes it's just like a gold mine, and other times it's just...
And I think some of it was the weather. I think that probably... Although it didn't look like there were empty tables.
Well, I saw a few empty tables, and there were a couple that they closed up out in the hallway where we were because they didn't show up. And I saw at least two empty tables inside the actual...
I think they spread
I saw one
out.
Empty table inside.
But they did spread a lot of people out because they even came and asked us if we wanted to spread over to a couple more tables, but we didn't have enough stuff to do it, so we told them no. Because we were already pretty thin, what we had. But, yeah, I do. I think the weather really kept a lot of people away. Because from a retail standpoint, as the people selling things at the show, it did not go too well. Because it just they didn't seem like there was anybody there shopping. Like, nobody was coming.
Well, and the best part is, like, you see something at one booth, and, like, a couple hours later you see it in another one. And there seemed to be a lot of, like, items sort of jumping from booth to booth.
Yeah, like a dealer
buys
it.
Yeah, a dealer buys it, turns it around.
Well, we had time. They had as dealers, we had plenty of time to go look around and douche off.
It was just so dead. Like, this is one of the most dead shows I've ever seen as far as customers go.
Well, that's because nobody wanted to die.
Right. It was because of the blizzards, but it sucks because it hurt a little bit because we were expecting this to be a huge show and we were really hoping to get a lot of sales out of it. Well. It just wasn't really that big of a thing. And on top of that, just the times that I walked through and looked at everything, I just didn't find anything that I wanted this time around. And that's... Usually I find at least one thing that I'm like, oh, awesome. And this time I was just... There was nothing that really caught my interest.
Yeah, you know me. I can find something.
Yeah.
I found, like, that Color of Fear 2-pack that sold out instantly on Cyber Monday. Somebody had that for $40. That's what it goes for anyway, isn't
it? Yeah, it is.
So, I mean, I got that. Somebody had the anniversary... The G.I. Joes in the boxes that came out in, like, 92. One guy had three of them, and then this other guy had the other one, where I guess he bought it from him or something. So I got all those. I already had the figures loose, but I never had them in the box. So, like, the Action Marine, the 3¾ scale versions of the classic figures.
Oh, cool. Very cool.
There was a guy who had, like, one of those clear plastic shoebox things that was filled with, like, the unarticulated Dungeons & Dragons figures and the Willow figures. He wanted, like, $30 for that, and I got it for $20.
Oh, excellent.
So it's got, like, a ton of D&D figures, and it's got a bunch of the Willow figures.
Oh, you actually was able to negotiate successfully?
I was actually able to negotiate. Excellent. Well, because the whole thing
Well done.
this time around, what I did is I would basically go, all I have is, like, $20. It's all I got.
So you're playing the sad buyer.
Not the sad buyer, but, like, look, I got $20. Maybe I can throw in an extra buck, but...
An extra dollar.
It actually worked.
My 20, only the 20 I have.
Hey, compared to what happened at King County where everyone was like, no, I'm actually going to raise the price now.
Yeah.
You dare to ask me to negotiate.
Because the dealers were hurting for sales.
Yeah, probably.
Yeah, they were. They really were. I only bought one thing for myself, and it was actually because one of the dealers that's there every time we go, he's always got good stuff, and I talk to him every time. And for the longest time, he's been... promising me that he's going to bring me the Shadow Strikers toys that he has that I've been wanting to buy, and he finally remembered to bring them this time just for me. So as I was walking up the hallway, he saw me, and he's like, hey, I brought your stuff. I'm like, cool. So I ended up buying two of the Shadow Strikers planes and one of the little action figures that fits in it, and I paid the guy like $15 for the whole thing.
Cool.
So that's all I got for myself. Other than that, I didn't really find anything. I was able to pick up a couple Christmas presents for you guys. And they kind of rounded out my Christmas shopping, and that's about really
Do you
want to
tell the story about how I screwed up Christmas?
Yeah.
How I ruined Christmas?
Well, I don't know. Maybe we'll just save it for the actual Christmas episode, but Flavor Dave ruined my
Christmas.
For sure. And the only thing I bought was, I saw this guy was selling a lot of the Masters Classic figures for like $20.
Yeah, which was amazing.
Which is weird, because he'd be losing on that deal.
Yeah, totally. I don't get
so
it.
So I picked up an Adora for $20, which I missed, and I got another Scareglow that he wanted $30, but that's still great for Scareglow.
Yeah, for sure.
Yeah, he had like $1 for $50. That's the cheapest I've seen $1.
Oh, that's crazy.
And he had the map with it and everything. And all the other figures, he had like the last 3-4 months of figures, like $20-$25.
That's so bizarre. I don't know why anybody would do that. That's
I went up to him. I was like,
it's like a loss of money.
I was like, these are super cheap.
Money's money.
He goes, money's money. I'm glad somebody realized that. I was like, yeah, these are like retarded cheap. So I had to go back and buy a couple because I was like, this is ridiculous.
You had to take advantage.
And
I think a lot of people look at those that don't realize that they sell online for $20 a piece, would look at those and go, $30, that's too high for one figure.
Yeah.
You're not realizing what they are and how hard they get.
Yeah, exactly.
And it could be that he was planning on making money at this show, and the blizzard happened, and the crowds were low, so I mean, he was trying to get some money back out of it.
Yeah,
yeah, I got from him.
You got to be able to pay for your tables at least.
Yeah, you know? I figured that he'd been hurting on sales, and he's just done.
Yeah, so. It could be. Maybe he just wants to get out of it now.
So, yeah about that. And then I found these little Fisher Price Little People house playset from the dealer next to us that I gave to my daughter.
Oh, cool.
It's the big two-story house that's, like, folds into one. I don't know. It's pretty memorable if you ever saw it.
Yeah, it's like from cool. the
70s. Has,
yeah,
has a garage.
Yeah, I remember that.
Yeah. So I found that, and then she had a couple bins of people and furniture and stuff like that. So took that home, gave it to her. And I also bought one of those snakes in a can. Gag things, and I keep forgetting. Hopefully tonight when I get home, I'll be able to show her. It looks like peanuts. I say, "Hey, because she loves peanuts." I go, "Hey, peanut
brittle."
I hope she poops her pants because she's so scared when that snake pops out and gets her.
Parents love.
Awesome.
That is my goal, to scare her all the time. I love it. Like last night when she was asleep, I got home by like 2 a.m. and I had my like ski mask on. So I went to her and I was just trying to put the blanket over her, but she had woke up and started talking random like she does, and I was like, "Hey, little girl, go to bed." And she looked at me like all crazy and mumbled something incoherent and fell back asleep. But you could totally tell she's like, "Oh my god, there's a burglar or something."
I'll pretend like I'm sleeping.
She's like, "I like He-Man. Good night."
I like He-Man. Good night.
You're gonna get done like Bill Murray in Zombieland, man. You're gonna walk in one of these days. Boop!
They're just gonna shoot you.
Just gonna shoot you.
I love scaring her. That's all.
You're a good dad.
Yeah, I know.
So, overall, I'd say it was a pretty mediocre show, but I will blame the weather.
The weather was a big part.
I'll put the blame on the weather this time.
I did find one really cool, kind of rare thing, which is a Doctor Who figure from the 90s by a company called Daypool that you can only get in England, and it was the Master, who's like the bad guy on Doctor Who.
Or at this toy show.
Yeah. That's sort of my point.
Oh.
Is that you don't normally find stuff like that at toy shows.
Did you buy it?
Yeah.
Sweet. How much
was that?
It's
like $15.
$15?
Yeah, it's not bad.
Sweet.
What are you going to do with that? Do you have others?
Maybe. Don't ask questions.
Dave has a little bit of everything. Here and there.
You have a disease.
Do you really want to know?
You have a disease.
If I actually start to explain, are you going to like interrupt me?
No, do it. Explain.
No. Yeah, I will.
There you go.
Oh, boo. Don't interrupt him. Let him explain.
He has a toy disease. Okay.
I have a toy. Well, that, yes, but that's not why I bought that.
Yeah, explain. You did, because it was for sale.
Let him explain.
Because I have this crazy idea in my head that I'm putting together, that my own 3¾-inch Legion of Doom with like the ultimate villains of all time.
Never gonna happen.
The best villains.
Best villains of all time.
Series.
Yeah.
Do you have the playset?
The TARDIS playset? No, I don't have the TARDIS playset.
Why not?
Again, only in England, or the occasional toy show.
No, the Legion of Doom.
The Legion of Doom.
Yes, I have the Legion of Doom playset.
The actual Legion.
You do?
Yeah, it's called the Darth Vader carrying case.
Oh.
Close enough.
Good. Same thing.
It's the same thing.
Same difference.
Well, they made a Legion, didn't they? Like a good dome. Yeah,
no.
They did. They for sure did. Absolutely, they did.
Oh, absolutely, huh?
They made the Hall of Justice, but they didn't make the Legion of Doom.
I'm sure they did.
I understand that.
You better check the eBays, because I'm sure they did.
Okay, I'll do that. I'll get right on that.
I saw the Hall of Justice at Wizard World a couple years ago. I almost bought it. It was super cool.
How much was it?
I was that guy that was selling it with a box and would even let you pick a couple figures to go with it, and he was selling it for like $40.
Oh.
And I didn't do it, and then some dude walked right up next to me and bought it, and
boom.
I was like, I really should have done that. It was one of those things. I always do that. I am terrible about it.
You guys
that.
Are all like you want these vintage stuff, but you're like all cheap, man.
I know.
Like,
I have a hard time dropping.
We're just gun shy, man.
Yeah.
I don't like
$20 for a Castle of Lions is complete. I don't know.
Hey, I would pay $20 for a Castle.
Well,
of Lions.
I blinked.
I'll spend $5 or $10 100 times, but dropping $50 one time is so hard.
When I start hitting the $50 range, is when I start getting real timid.
You gotta sometimes punch your way through, and then you'll turn around and spend thousands to get them graded.
Yeah,
You're like nickel and dime actually buying them.
Yeah, well, I'm trying to, because, you know, there's only one price for grading. So I'm trying to trying to make it as cheap as possible on myself to do this. And this is an epic quest I'm on, okay?
I appreciate
epic
that.
Epic quest.
So.
It is an epic quest. You've got some epic grade thing going on.
I have a disease in that category, because you wouldn't believe how many graded comics and toys I have now. It's out of control.
It is out of control.
Well, my favorite thing is to go on eBay and buy graded things, regardless of what it is, cheaper than what it costs to actually grade it.
Yeah.
So that's my new hobby. Tealas. That's my new hobby.
That's why you have so many graded snake telas.
That was just luck, I guess. Because now I've raised the price so high on eBay, it's like there's no way you could buy them now.
No.
Yeah, I raised them from $20 to $30 is what they were selling for, because the market fell out. So now they got them up towards like over $100. And it's like,
because you buy them every time they show up on eBay.
Yeah, I do. And I haven't checked in a while, so I'm going to check that tonight too.
That's amazing. So
it's stupid, but it's funny.
So after we left the toy show, Killen and I went to Long John Silver's to eat
lunch. Good. I was hoping you would get to this.
Oh, great. Yeah. Let's talk about this.
Yeah, this is a fun story. We have to tell this. So we were at Long John Silver's, and we're sitting down, and we're eating. And some dude just comes walking into the restaurant and just starts yelling, "Does anybody here drive a gray car?" Killen kind of turns around and looks over his shoulder, and he goes, "I do." And the guy walks over and goes... He goes, was your bumper smashed in before? And you can see the anger, like, just flush over Killen's face. And he goes, "No?" And the guy goes, "Oh, I think I backed into you." So Killen just gets up real quick, and those two just walk out of the restaurant. And the dude sitting in the booth next to me just looks over and goes, "Dude, that sucks." And I just started laughing. I was like, "Yeah, that sucks."
Yeah. So I go outside with this dude, and he's like, "Yeah, I think." He's like, "You sure you didn't have a hole?" I'm looking at my bumper.
"You sure
he
didn't have a hole?"
He had somehow punctured a hole into my fiberglass like bumper, and I'm like, "What the hell?" And I was like. He's like, "Well, here's my information," and blah, blah, blah. And he didn't really even say sorry.
No, dude.
He just acted like, you know, it happens, man. Yeah.
It was a business deal.
Yeah, like it was a business deal. Like, congratulations, you won. Right? So he, and I was like, "Well, how did you do that?" Is what he goes, "Well, I was just backing up, and I thought I guess I didn't cut it." And I'm like, how do you back up in a parking lot? Like, that deep.
And there was, like, three cars in the parking lot. That's the
best
thing.
Yeah, there were, like, three people.
Yeah, there was only three people in that restaurant.
So I go and I look. So he looks at his truck. And, of course, the reason there's a hole in mine is because on the back of his truck, he has a trailer hitch protruding out. So he just totally stabbed my car.
Yep, with his trailer hitch.
And
when a car loves another car very, very much.
Yeah, they totally just had babies up in my car babies.
Car babies.
So, you know, and he's looking at his bumper and it's like, yeah, there's not even a scratch on his ride.
Of course not.
But I got a hole in mine. So, you know, I'm currently working with this. At least he came in and told
me. That's what I'm saying. At least the guy came in and said something. But the way he said it was just so ridiculous. Was your bumper smashed in like that before? Are you kidding me, dude? Come on, you know what you did.
So
maybe, it was like maybe he was hoping it was already wrecked, and he just kind of made it a little worse.
He was really hoping that you were going to be like, "Oh, yeah, it was already like that." Go ahead, dude, see you later.
Yeah, because he could have drove away. I mean, I have insurance, but I have a deductible, I'm sure, so.
So at least you don't have to pay for it this way.
Right.
He came in and gave you his insurance.
Yeah, and I already talked to the insurance company, and
it's out of his pocket.
They're gonna pay for it. I just gotta figure out, you know, when they're gonna do that. So
jeez.
It's not even that super noticeable, but if you walk up on it and you're like looking for it, you're like, "Yep, there's a hole there."
Yeah, I know. That's all I put a damper on the rest of the day, too.
And I ended up paying this car off.
Yeah,
so.
The day was going well before that.
So yeah, well, because then that happened, and then we had to drive home in that terrible blizzard weather. So it was just like, man, this sucks. This is the worst day ever.
Yeah, we had to get up early.
The toy shows are supposed to be fun. What is going on?
It was, like, super cold.
Yeah, well, yeah. I mean, Jason and I both were, like, almost in tears by the time we got home. And we're like, he looks at me and goes, "I think I'm going to throw up." And I'm like, "Yeah, I might, too." I mean, we were just freaked out.
What a miserable Sunday.
You guys are a bunch of girls.
Why not?
Bunch of girls.
We almost died. Cut me some slack.
Yeah, but I can't even imagine.
Dude, seriously. I mean, we were like speeding along facing the wrong way.
Neat.
That puts the fear of God in you.
I've done that before.
I've blown a tire and spun in the middle of the highway.
I've spun on ice just like that going down the highway. Ended up backwards in the ditch.
Yeah.
Facing the complete opposite direction. Like, okay, that just happened. Yeah, that's crazy stuff, man. So maybe not drive to the toy show in a blizzard. You can probably just skip it and go next time. That's the lesson for today.
Yeah,
it's just a toy show.
And the worst thing is, like, I got home and I'm like, there is no force on earth that is getting me out of this house tomorrow. And like, I woke up that morning, I'm like, I'm not even getting out of bed. I'm not going anywhere. I get a phone call. Hey, Walmart's got the new Clone Wars figures. I'm like,
I saw those the other day, too. They look cool.
So, of course, you got up.
So, of course, I got up, got dressed.
Disease, man.
Disease. It is. Hit it out to 6th Street.
It's a disease. Gotta buy them toys.
Gotta get that zombie Geonosian.
Yeah, that's a cool looking figure.
Oh, it's so cool.
Oh, it is cool.
Why do you don't just wait? They're going to be flooded in the pegs.
You don't know that. This could be the wave.
This could be the wave. He's right. You never know when that's
going
to happen.
Dude, sometimes.
You never know.
Why don't you wait till they're on clearance?
This could be the wave. The minute you do that, that's the wave.
That's the wave that, yeah, never shows up again. One order and then that's it. You never see him again.
You got eBay, man.
Yeah, but then you pay eBay prices.
Yeah, but if this is the wave, then those things are going to be $50 a piece on eBay.
You know what you should do? Stop buying toys.
Uh-oh.
It's entirely. Yeah, it's just give
happen.
It up entirely.
That'll never
That's
happen.
It's not going to happen.
Pick up crochet. Or
crochet!
Maybe I'll just do both.
Knit us a
or
quilt.
Interior design. I don't
I'll,
know.
I'll knit little clothes for my toys.
Needs.
Do something different.
Needs.
Become the guy who
just,
plays...
Just trade one addiction for another. Is that your suggestion?
Yeah, yeah. You're going to be the Halo guy now. You're going to
be
playing,
be the
playing
the
Halo.
We'll play the Halo?
You're going to play the Halos.
I love video games.
Play the Halos.
You're going to be yelling at kids on the Xbox Lives.
Sure, why not?
Noobs! Hey. Noobs!
Hey, little
whippersnapper! Yeah, I'm sure I'd be able
noobs.
To get away with calling people noobs.
No, that's the fun part. You just do that. You just yell that at people even when they
yeah, then
suck.
Yeah, then I got Uber Ponage rain down on me.
You just beat anybody, and if you're not winning, you jump out of the game and start a new one.
That's right.
Until you are winning, and then when you are winning, you gotta talk the mad
yeah,
stuff
could.
To everybody on there. I'm killing you. You guys suck.
I'm killing you. You suck. Pwned.
You gotta do it until they get merrily mad and they quit. That's the goal of any.
But you gotta be
yeah, apparently
gaming terrorist. Gaming terrorist.
I've heard that people camp out the spawning sites and.
Well, you also have to be very explicit with your language for no reason.
Yeah,
like you just have to like curse them out and say lots of racist remarks. That's how you play games online. Apparently, that's
lovely.
And you also usually have to be like 12 years old. Because it's always 12-year-olds who like to call you racist names and scream curse words at you. It's like, why am I doing this? Why am I even online playing this game? This is just aggravating. Shut up, little kids. Why do your parents let you do this?
It cracks me up.
Welcome to my world.
It's pretty funny.
That's what my life is like without video games.
Well, you know what? You should upgrade.
You just get pwned while you're walking down the street by some little kids?
Yep.
Oh. Like, shut up, you kids.
Shut up, you.
Get off my lawn.
Get off my lawn. Those are my Star Wars.
They are.
I can't believe you're buying Star Wars stuff, man. Let it go.
Never.
He loves the Star Wars.
I love the Star Wars.
Didn't that movie come out 30 years ago?
Yeah, something like that. But still.
It's like a fine wine. It gets better with age.
For show. Hear. I like the Star Wars too.
Yeah, well, I'll have to tell you about the Star Wars someday.
Yeah, someday you'll
we
have
to. We would love to hear your story.
I would be fascinated to hear your take on Star
Maybe
Wars.
Maybe you could tell us that sometime.
As long as you keep it under, say, 4 minutes.
Easy, because that movie is only like 2 minutes
what,
and 37
seconds
long.
Something like that, yeah. Yeah.
Okay. For every real minute, you can condense it down for like a second. So
we've got some pretty fun stuff coming up, thought I'd tell you guys about. First of all, I think we're going to try to do another one of those contributor podcasts real soon so we can have some Christmas discussions with everybody. So look forward to that. But also, make sure you guys try to tune into the site on Christmas Day, because just like last year, we're going to have a Christmas special up. I mean, this year's episode of That New Toy Smell is going to be our Christmas discussion and gift exchange video.
Cool.
It's going to be awesome. That'll be a lot of fun. We're all just going to gather up together over at Flavor Dave's crib, and we're going to exchange gifts and have a merry old time. Right?
Naked.
On. Naked. It'll be the uncensored version. So
pop culture after dark.
I heard if you promise them naked stuff,
they show up.
They show up
in yeah. droves.
This is the internet, man. That's, everything's naked.
That's how we get all the views.
And we'll get all these new people too. It'd be really awesome.
So don't miss the site on Christmas Day, guys. It'll be an awesome video.
We'll title it "Naked Dudes Exchange Gift Christmas Spectacular XXX
XXX Prawn
Prawn." That's PR0N. Prawn!
Guys, don't forget to check out PopCultureNetwork.com on a daily basis for lots of exclusive content that you can't find anywhere else, such as the wonderful Radical Retro Turtle Toy Talk on Mondays, Not Mint in Box on Tuesdays, the It Figures podcast, of course, on Wednesdays, along with Life in Plastic, G.I. Joe Disorder of Battle every other Thursday, Ryan Porter's Comics Corner, Comic Nation TV on Fridays, and Masters of the Universe Chronicles and Operation RetroShock on Sundays, and then, of course, Saturdays, going a little bit out of order here,
from the Command Center,
is a brand new episode of That New Toy Smell, as well as from the Command Center. So lots of fantastic stuff on the site. Make sure you guys are checking it out. And while you're there, be sure to click on that store icon on the front page and check out our wonderful selection. Christmas is coming. It's running out of time to get things shipped to you, so make sure you're doing your shopping. We have lots of toys, including DC Universe Wave 15 we just got in stock here at the store.
Yep, that's right.
So if you guys are looking for any of those figures...
Kmart exclusive, no more.
And knives.
Oh, and we have,
we have a lot of
lots of pocket knives and stuff.
I just found our back stock of knives that we sold many years ago, and now we're reselling them.
Yay! So if you guys are looking for cool stuff like that, we have that too, as well as DVDs and video games and new comics on Wednesdays and movies and all kinds of crazy stuff.
Hey, why does that Joker have Batman's gear on?
Well, that's our Joker figure wearing Batman's outfit. You don't like it?
We should sell it.
We should sell it. Custom. Bat Joker.
The Joker.
I have to take a picture of that now so everybody knows what we're talking about. Sometimes I do random things with the extra toys we have laying around.
You said extra toys.
Make displays. Well, we have so many of them here, they might as well just be extras.
That's racist.
All right, guys. That's going to wrap up this week's episode of It Figures. So until next week, I'm Pixel Dan.
Lord Killin'.
Play the day.
We'll see you guys then.